We're already laughing here in the studio because we've got the Quincy Symphony Orchestra president and conductor in studio, live and in person for the first time in over a year and a half. Brian Hickox, Yoichi Utagawa are here to talk about their 68th season that will kick off on September 18th at 5 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common with a Pops concert with the Quincy Choral Society. So, hey guys, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Good to see you, Joe.
Yeah.
It's nice to be live and in person instead of Zoom.
Isn't it, though? Yeah, yes. It really is. It's great to have you both here. And this is also not only the first live appearance in studio for you, but also the first live performance for the symphony, Brian, right, since the pandemic began.
Yes, our last was in February of 2020, so we do the math there, and it's been over a year and a half.
19 months, actually, I counted.
Yeah, that's right.
What was that like, personally and professionally, for
Well,
you
there's
for
no
the
doubt,
symphony?
You know, when we first looked at, we didn't know what was happening.
Right.
You know, we didn't know how long this would go on, how extreme it might be. Sometimes as a community, we thought it might just be a passing thing, and then it became more serious, and then everything shut down.
Yeah.
And certainly on the arts, you know, in the performing arts, and no audiences, trying to piece things together with Zoom calls. We've been operating as the Quincy Symphony Orchestra. We just haven't had performances. There's been
right.
a lot that's been going on behind the scenes with regard to planning, guest artists for our upcoming season, and the repertoire. And Yoichi and I have been working quite a bit on that.
Yeah. Did it change anything for the future of the symphony that you think is good? That you think will continue post pandemic, hopefully?
Well, I think we had a period of time where people were focusing on more important things than something that was put on the back burner like a music performance. You know, we had parents who had to become teachers at home, and you know, to that end, their days were consumed with not only their day job but with the job of entertaining the children, teaching the children, and so the option of practicing went on a back burner.
Yeah.
To that end, the passion never died.
Sure.
However, there were only so many hours in a day.
Yeah.
And so we've been encouraging our musicians, all the artists, to dust off their instruments now that we received, you know, some back to school orders and things of that sort.
That's an interesting point, because people might forget the symphony is a volunteer symphony, right? These are folks that are doing it out of the love of music, yourself included.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, starting back in 1983, when I first sat down as a player in the orchestra, it's been just a passion. It was never about the money.
Right.
It was always about the artistry, and then the relationship. And especially the relationship that Yoichi and the orchestra has developed over the decades now.
Yep.
So we see the passion from the musicians, and I'm sure the audience sees the passion from Yoichi.
Did you miss it?
Absolutely.
You did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was one of those people that learned to dust it off quite a while ago. And it's a long road back. One never knows.
Is that right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's not like riding a bike.
The bike was there. It just didn't work.
So it's a craft. You have to continually, you know, practice.
I think we take that for granted when we're performing on a week-to-week or day-to-day basis.
Right.
It is just like riding a bike. We get on and we do it, and we tweak it, and we look to have marginal levels of improvement. Mm-hmm. But with a long layoff, oh my goodness.
Right.
It brought me back to my elementary school years when I first picked up the instrument.
No kidding.
And I was almost to the point of calling an elementary music teacher saying, I need to get back to basics.
I need a refresher.
Can you please help me?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, Yoichi, it's a different experience for you because this is your profession.
It
this
is.
This is your
it
livelihood.
Is. Yeah, no, it's. I think for most performing artists, this was, but for so many others as well, it's been a challenging time.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally just tried to take advantage. I called it a sabbatical.
Okay.
Because that's the only way to kind of handle something like this, right?
It's all about marketing, right?
Exactly. It's how you frame it. You know?
So, whatever it takes to get through. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I took the opportunity. It's interesting because one of the things I think I've talked about before is that, you know, a conductor, you don't actually make any sound. It's the musicians who make the sound.
Right,
and they're doing really all the hard work, and you get all the credit. But I used to be, before I became a conductor, I played violin and viola. And I think most conductors are, I mean, started out playing some instrument. And during the pandemic, I took advantage of it by practicing a lot of violin. And boy, I you know, talk about just starting off from ground zero again, like, duh.
Mary had a little.
You know, I was saying to my poor cat, you know, and my poor wife, I'm going to go scratch for a while. Just close your ears.
Okay.
And I mean, just starting out with the basics again. And it gave me, and I've been practicing a lot, which has been fun. And I'm kind of curious. I'm really looking forward to getting back into working regularly as a conductor, because I think that this practice has done me some good. Given me even more greater appreciation of what the players are doing. And as well as you know, trying to figure out things, fixing things, going, oh, maybe I could, you know, use this kind of suggestion, or keep that in mind when I'm conducting.
So you walked in their shoes, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's so. I've tried to take advantage of this. Turn something negative into a positive.
Lemons into lemonade, right?
Exactly.
Will it reflect on the performance on the 18th? Let's see. So it's Saturday, September 18th, 5 p.m. Hancock Adams Common. It's called a Pops Concert.
And
popular music.
Well, it's basically popular music, well-known classical pieces, as well as selections from patriotic things. And we're going to be working with our friends from the Quincy Choral Society. And the city of Quincy and the mayor have been very generous to help put this together. And it should be a fun musical celebration, upbeat celebration for the community.
Yeah, it's going to be free, we should mention.
And it's outdoors.
Right.
And it should be fun for the entire family.
It's great. It really is. Is it different performing? I know you did perform with the Choral Society during the Hancock Adams Common dedication, actually. So kind of similar to that?
Yeah, very similar to that. And it's fun to work with the Choral Society. I mean, they're a terrific group of people, wonderful singers, and they have a new conductor, so she'll be, so I'll be conducting part of the concert, and Sarah Labrie will be conducting the other, and it'll be fun. And I think the orchestra, too, enjoys collaborating with the singers as well as a different conductor every once in a while.
Will there be separate performances?
No, so we're going to just do one program, and then some numbers the Quincy Symphony will do, some the Choral Society will sing by themselves, and many numbers that we'll do together.
Okay.
And it'll be kind of back and forth, and should be a fun concert.
Yeah, it's about an hour or so long, you said?
About an hour,
The city is providing a beer truck, if you will, so some refreshments there. And like.
But I think the poster said, don't bring your own.
Do not bring your own libations.
Don't bring your own.
No, we want you to buy them there. There'll be some seating. I know some kind of like cafe tables.
That's what I understand, as well. And people can also sit on, you know, bring their own chairs. I think it'll be quite informal, but should be fun for all.
It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be great just to get together and enjoy some live music.
And just celebrate getting through a very hard time. And of course, it's, you know, it's continues to be challenging. But we'll all get through it together one way or another.
Sure. What is the Symphony, Brian, doing with regards to COVID protocols, if you will?
Well, excellent point to share. We have a requirement within the symphony. Well, the great news is we're all vaccinated, fully vaccinated.
Okay.
So that's the protocols that we have within the orchestra ourselves.
Okay.
So full vaccination, and we have attestation requirements. And if someone's not feeling well, they're welcome to stay home.
Sure.
They're not welcome to participate.
Yes.
Additionally, we will be wearing masks. The string players for the entirety, and the wind players will only remove them while they're playing.
Okay.
And we've done some research into, you know, the the spreading of any wind, and we're the distances that we are setting up, the space distances, are such that it's safe even if we didn't have these other protocols.
Yeah.
However, we're still maintaining
those.
Interesting. And we are asking our patrons, our audiences, to respect other people's health by bringing masks to the performances as well.
Okay, all right. That's for an outdoor show. What happens when you start?
No, that's for the indoor
for
season.
Okay,
that's for the indoor
season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the indoor season, we'll ask people to wear masks at the audience.
Okay. Is there a full season planned this year?
We sure do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, okay. We've been busy, even though we haven't been performing.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot of work that goes into that.
Yeah.
For instance, we have to engage soloists to come play with the orchestra.
Sure.
And so reaching out to those people, making sure that their schedules, their busy people, match with ours. In one instance this year, we had to change the whole schedule for the orchestra by a week so that we could fit this soloist to come.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, we're thrilled to be able to do that. Sometimes you can't do that, but
right.
it worked out for all of us. So all that takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
planning the pieces, and also planning for contingency things, because when we first started planning earlier this summer, particularly for this coming year,
yeah.
There were we all thought at the beginning of the summer, right, that there wasn't going to be any problems.
Right.
That COVID was really kind of going away.
Sure.
And now, of course, with the rise of the Delta variant, there's some uncertainty. So we have to kind of plan for all of that.
Yeah.
And We were talking about it, the fact that in music school we didn't learn anything about vaccination requirements and mask wearing.
Nobody did.
Really, it adds a whole level of complexity to the planning, right?
Well, it's interesting when you say that, because in music school it was about the music itself, mm-hmm. not the business behind it, so to speak.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, Yoichi is our the head of our artistic side, and I'm the head of the business side,
yep.
so to speak.
Yep.
Yet the liaison between the two of us, the necessity of it because of COVID, you know, we've gotten into too many logistical discussions as opposed to artistic discussions.
I'm sure. Yeah. And it's had a financial impact, I'm sure, too, Brian.
Well, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
It's been challenging. We've been very fortunate that the city has helped us with grants, and we thank the mayor's office very much for informing us about the availability of some of those grants, because we had no patrons making contributions,
exactly.
and
yeah.
No performances for which we might have been paid,
right.
and other things of that sort. I do want to bring up a sad but a heartwarming brief
certainly.
Discussion.
Sure.
I received a kind note from a gentleman whose aunt had passed almost a year ago to the day today.
Wow.
She was a lifelong resident of Quincy, and she had passed, it was September 19th, 2020.
Okay.
Margaret Doyle is her name, and he referred to her as Aunt Peggy.
Okay.
And he had indicated that in her will, she had remembered the Quincy Symphony Orchestra
really?
As a lifelong resident of Quincy. She also participated in at the Thomas Crane Library in the children's room, mm-hmm. volunteering there for many years. And so it was so heartwarming to have the discussion about the memories with her nephew about Aunt Peggy and her generous thoughts of including us in her will and her wishes.
Nice.
And so so thank you to Bill, her nephew, and the stories that I heard about Aunt Peggy.
It's always, I'm sure, helpful to hear how what you do as a musician, you know, as a leader of the orchestra, impacts people's personal lives, because it really kind of propels you forward and gives you a meaning.
Well, and her impact in being a benefactor to the orchestra will help many of the children's programs that we have moving forward, as that was one focus that she asked to have.
That's great. So her legacy lives on.
Absolutely.
Through them, yeah.
And we've just started this year to enhance the legacy for Quincy residents, if they choose to participate, in naming individual chairs of the orchestra performers.
Okay. Yeah.
We see that in many orchestras, including Boston Symphony,
certainly,
et cetera.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that can be be a lifelong legacy for them, and they can reach out to me if they'd be interested in participating in that for themselves, their family, or in memory or honor of someone.
Okay, good to know.
My email address is president@QuincySymphonyOrchestra.org.
Okay, we have the main email address for the symphony up there, the phone number as well, and then the main website.
So even through these tough times, you know, we've had support, and we're so grateful. And again, to the city, the mayor's office, and to Aunt Peggy and her family.
Great. Yoichi, speaking of dedications, I know that this concert on the 18th, there will be a special mention of a friend to the symphony, right?
Yes, Rich Keneally, who was the band director at both Quincy High School and North Quincy High School. He was really a wonderful friend to the Quincy Symphony, a dedicated teacher. Both he and his wife passed away because of COVID, and we're going to do one short piece in their memory because Rich, he was just so generous to us and always positive, wonderful person, and we need to remember that this pandemic has had a real cost.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's you know, right here at home too.
Right. Right. So. And I remember him. I mean, he was always such a positive spirit, and we used his facilities to rehearse, and he'd do everything to make us feel welcome and help us set up or whatever it was. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're tremendously grateful to him.
Curious if any of his students that come up through the band program are involved with the symphony that you're aware of.
I don't think currently we do, but it's amazing how many people do come back through the years.
Yes.
And actually, one of the solos that we're going to have, the same one that we changed the date for, he played as a child prodigy with the Quincy Symphony like 50 years ago or something.
Really?
Like that. Yes.
And now he's with the Boston Symphony.
Yeah, he plays for the Boston Symphony.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if I should give it away. but I mean, he's an incredible violinist.
Must be, yeah.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to having him come back, right? Yeah.
It's nice he remembers his roots.
Yes.
When you got famous, don't forget when you got
famous.
I think folks are just going to be excited to get back to live music, both members of the symphony and the public that's been missing you over a year and a half as well, to come and see you perform live. Get it is Saturday, September 18th, 5 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common, right in front of the Church of Presidents.
Yes.
Seating provided. Bring your own blanket or lawn chair and enjoy libation at the event.
Yes, don't bring your own, but bring yourself.
That's right. And then going forward for the rest of the year, Yoichi?
Well, we're going to have a concert in November.
Okay.
And we were supposed to do a celebration of Beethoven last year because it was 2020 was 250 years since he was born. And well, we missed that, so we're going to do that 250th celebration this year.
Okay.
And
we thought that was okay because we missed his birthday 250 years ago. So.
He wouldn't mind.
He wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Quincy Symphony didn't exist 250 years ago.
It's
so,
young.
And then we have this violinist coming, and we'll be doing Tis the Season with the schools.
Okay.
Had some meetings with them.
Excellent.
And with some of their students. We're still working out the details on that.
Okay, all right, so keep an eye on your website.
Yeah, and we're hoping to have a family concert, a youth
family
concert, and then a concerto youth winner. The young person who won the year that, I mean, in 2020, he was supposed to perform with us in May. Well, his concert was canceled, so we're hoping to have him play with us in
kind of like doing a redo of 2020.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Guys, great to see you. Really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
Joe.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Well, pleasure to see you live and in person.
Yeah,
exactly.
In person.
Yes.
With pants on.
That's right.